And welcome, everybody, to episode 755 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
I'm here. I mean, good. I'm going to say good. Yeah,
well, hopefully you're here in good spirits. You sound all right, Break. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I feel good.
Yeah, all right. What about you, Eric? You feeling okay?
Mostly.
Yeah. I'm feeling like shit, actually. I'm about ready to catch cold, I have a feeling. But hopefully I'll feel better next week. But I think we're going to have a great show this week. Lots to cover, a few news stories, and some pretty good stinkos and sweetos, if I don't say so myself. And I haven't even seen what Break has in store for us. So should be a great show all the way around. You know, welcome everybody. I see Freak Vibes in chat. What's up, Freak Vibe? Sure, we'll have Skodama in here soon and others, you know. But it's been a week, hasn't it, gentlemen? Lots of national news. Yeah, it's been. I mean, I don't want to spoil.
Certain people getting arrested.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil the surprise, but there's been a big arrest in the country.
Did you see somebody made a mock up of like the chart and made it into Batman villains?
What one I saw was the usual.
Wishes he was Falcone.
I saw the meme of like the usual suspects, and they photoshopped all the, you know, the main players' heads on, you know, and it said where's Kaiser Sose? It's pretty funny, man. Did hell freeze over? Break didn't have any computer problems. Freak 5, I will have you know that he hasn't had computer problems for like weeks now because he got a new computer. So I think it's on end of months now, right, Break?
Yeah. It's, when did I get this? June, maybe?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I mean, he's had it for a while.
No, I got in May. I got in May.
Yeah, so a few months now with no issues. We haven't had one issue with Break, so it's pretty nice.
Yeah,
but anyways, gentlemen, let's get right into the minutia of things and start with the news.
Yeah, remember when I used to blame Skype?
RPG News.
We'll get to the news here in just a second.
Before you apologize on Skype forever. Like, sorry, Skype. I blame you for something.
I know. You were so hard on Skype, man. You thought it was a Skype thing, and it was actually your laptop, which we all suspected, actually. Freak 5 says, I guess I'll just have to be joining in late to make up for that. No, that's okay, man. We're glad you're here, Freak 5. All right, Eric, first story, please.
First story is from RPG site, and it's about Citizen Sleeper 2, has been announced. And it's got the subtitle of Star Wars Vector. Of course, it's going to hit Game Pass, because the first one did.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still on Game Pass, and I never got around to playing it. I heard it's really good.
No, I've never even heard of Citizen Sleeper, to be honest with you.
It's a cyberpunk game.
Is it a Xbox exclusive?
Yeah.
Eric, yeah.
That's probably Xbox and PC only.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
I think the first one might be on PS5 or 4 or whatever, but it's exclusive now because the developer.
What type of game is it, Eric? Like, I know it's RPG, obviously, but what type? Action?
I think it's kind of like. Or is it kind of like old school Baldur's Gate ish?
With
an action RPG bent.
You said the magic word for me, man. I'm actually excited to get Baldur's Gate 3 when it becomes decently priced. It's got a cool cel-shaded art stuff.
Based, so yeah, never mind.
Yeah, it's got a it's turn-based. Oh, even better. It's got
of some other game.
It's got a really cool,
also a similar structure.
Yeah, it's got a really cool cel-shaded look to it, which is really cool. I'll have to play the first one first, I guess, but I'm very rarely on the Xbox. I should play more because Break's on there, but I don't know. I just prefer the PS5, like, a lot more. I mean, the controller alone is worth it to me to go to the PS5.
I think there might be
ways. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
There might be ways to use your PS5 controller on an Xbox, because there are ways to make that Xbox controller work on a PS5.
Ooh, if that's the case, I might play a little more on the Xbox. But as Break said, we'll be talking more there. What I meant is that I have been joining chat late the past few months. Yeah, exactly. So the stars are aligning, Freak Five. Like, you're getting here on time and breaks here on time. What the hell is going on here?
Where's MXT?
I know. Where's MXT? That's the only thing that's missing, man. All right, break next
or,
story,
or please. Freak or Wayland. I mean,
Freak's there. Freak's right there.
Oh, he is? Yeah. Wayland is not here.
And Wayland, yeah. And where's Scotoma? Go ahead. I'm sorry, break.
Okay, coming to us live from RPG Site, Mary Skelter Finale makes its way to Steam on September 12th.
Yeah, I don't think we had a date.
International has revealed the third and final installment of the Mary Skelter series. So, there you go. When it arrives on Steam, both the game in itself and its deluxe edition will be 20% off for a week to celebrate its launch on the platform. The deluxe edition comes with a game, a character art collection, rough art collection, I don't know what that is, a 78-track soundtrack, a 10-piece wallpaper, or 10 PC wallpapers, 7 mobile wallpapers, and a PC theme. 20% off when it comes out. I like that.
Yeah, I like that too. That's pretty good. Hey, Jen Wow's in chat. What's up, Jen Wow? Nice to have you in there. She says MLH sent me. I don't know if that's true, Jen. but there you go. No, that's really great. What are you showing me, Freak Five? He sent me a picture of a Lego. What Lego? Let me pull up the picture here. Come on. Stupid computer, so slow. It's The Office. That's really cool.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen the Friends stage, too, in Legos.
Like, oh, God. Friends, one of the
most... They're making these for adults, you know? Because yeah. There are no kids that are, like, looking for Office or Friends Legos.
So. Right. And then, Eric's... I've seen this one before, Eric. It's the octopus that waves back. Yeah, I've seen that. That's really cool. Oh. Hey, thanks for coming on in, Jen. I really, really appreciate you being in here. But Mary Skelter finale.
I think it's funny that Capcom's promoting Mega Man Volnutt coming to XDive, even though XDive is actually shutting down and being replaced with a $30 offline version.
Yeah.
Yeah, which, I mean, the $30 version comes with all the characters you would have had to pay lots of money to gacha unless you're really patient. Yeah. But instead you just do advance and then you'll get enough to be able to buy them outright anyway.
Yeah.
Capcom's just trolling us. They just like to say, like, hey, we could make Mega Man Legends 3, but we're not going to.
We're definitely not going to, because you guys wanted too bad.
We have the characters right here. We know we do. We know we can finish the story, but we're not going to.
You know, sometimes though, that works business-wise, right? Because if they ever do the fervor, but it's a good balance, too, because you could have the opposite effect. People waiting too long, and then they don't give a shit after a while. You know?
That happens to a lot of games. Yeah. Like Duke Nukem Forever.
Yep,
Duke Nukem. It took forever to come out, and it came out, and nobody fucking cared anymore.
Well, because it was outdated, for one, and for two.
Yeah, by the time it came out, you're right.
Yeah, and two, just like you said, people stopped showing any interest anymore. They were like, fuck that, you know? It's like, meh. I think Starfield was one of those games, was like, they either come out with it now, which doesn't bode well for that game, to be honest with you. I mean... I don't think it's going to be...
I don't know, some people said that it seems very polished, so it's probably mostly bug-free.
Well, we can hope. We can hope, but I don't have much hope in that game, to be honest. Freak 5 says, while in Minneapolis last Sunday, we had a brunch at a restaurant called Hell's Kitchen. It was decorated pretty cool, and I wondered, is the bathroom decorated too? Then I decided, I need to take a shit in Hell's Kitchen. In Hell's Bathroom. There you go. Well, you know, Bernie sent me, I think it was a TikTok or something about there being a Hell, Michigan, you know, a town called Hell, and I guess they play it up pretty big, so maybe you need to visit Hell, Freak 5, you know, to complete your full Hell experience in the United States.
Probably play a game like Sea of Stars instead.
I heard good things about Sea of Stars, so I kind of want to play that too. You have Starfield preloaded, Blake? Are you excited for it?
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, it looks okay. I mean, I doubt it's going to be as good as advertised, but you know, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But let's move on to the next story, if it'll ever load up. I made Hell's Kitchen smell like hell. It's probably worse than hell. Freak. This story is about Dark Envoy, if it ever lets me scroll up.
Did he create the shit demon that we see in Dogma? Is that
what he did? That's a good question. Fantasy CRPG Dark Envoy launches on October 24th for PC. And I'm looking at it. It looks kind of cool. You know, I mean, it's a... I don't even know what the hell kind of... It's not like medieval fantasy. It's like... It's not really sci-fi. It's like, but I do have to mention the publisher and developer is called Event Horizon, so ooh, that's pretty cool. That's a great, it's more great
like
movie.
Fantasy, like final, like
yeah, it's sort of shit. sort of like a mixture of a little bit of fantasy and maybe a little bit of sci-fi in there to boot. But you know, it's a Diablo-like clone, I guess. You know, kind of like that, but it looks okay. So there you go. All right.
That reminds me.
Eric, you're up next.
Okay, we got a game that claims it's a hellish tactile RPG, Hexen Hunters, which has nothing to do with Hexen, by the way.
Why did they call it that?
Publisher Hooded Horse, a developer, Ulysses Spiel Digital, announced Hexen Hunters. Tactical RPG. It's got cel-shaded look.
Yeah, I'm looking at the trailer now. I like the look of this game, but obviously the tactics turns me off, but maybe Break will give this a shot when it gets over to Xbox.
That's really it.
Yeah, there's nothing else there. Screw it. Let's go on to the next story, man. I mean, it's got a cool art style is what I can say about it. Break, man, next story.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Victorian steampunk CRPG Southern Syndicate releases a new trailer for Gamescom. Well, that's cool. It showcases new footage of the isometric narrative-driven RPG. That's cool. Players choose from one of three playable characters in Southern Syndicate, Atticus Daly and Orphan. We don't need to know the story about them. No, you get three different characters.
Yeah, and it's got a style that I'm not fond of. Break, we've talked about this, a little darker, like it's hard to see like the graphics, and I don't know why that's a thing with developers. Freak 5 says, and you will never guess what Lego piece was probably created just for that. Let me guess, the stapler. Freak 5.
Stapler and Jello.
Yeah, stapler. Just streamlined stapler, you know. I don't know. It's too dark for me. I mean, I don't know if you guys seen the footage of this. It's just way too dark. And when you do that, you can't show off your talent.
I don't really see darkness as much as I see muted colors.
No, look. I mean, have you seen the whole trailer, Eric? Like, wait till you see.
I'm sure there are some dark areas, though.
Like a lot of dark areas, and it looks too dark, man. Like that. Like honestly, it's not. It's not becoming. I don't know.
It may just be like the trailer not having the brightness settings set.
I guess, man. But I mean, then do a different trailer is what I say. But it, you know, have the most vibrant parts of your game showing off.
Get feedback. You know. So your game's too fucking dark. I can't see it.
Well, that's been the case. We've said that. How many times have we said that? Break. How many times have we said that about a trailer? I mean, if we're saying it as seasoned players. I mean, I'm sure there's other people that are thinking the same thing, you know?
And
I mean,
games usually don't make that mistake. It's usually movies that make the mistake.
Yeah, but it's shows. Becoming...
Games usually are able to make it so you can see what's going on. Yeah, unless it's like a stealth-type game or something.
Yeah, yeah. Or like a dungeon crawler.
Or Fog of War or something.
Yeah, something like that. All right, next story, Break... Or, I'm sorry, Eric.
Persona 3 Reload confirms February... It says first here, but the trailer definitely said the second, so whatever. But it's coming out on PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox Series X and S, and Xbox One. And, yeah, it looks good, and it sounds like they are actually going to make an effort to make the characters more likable and the story more interesting.
I liked Persona 3 when it came out. I didn't have too much against it. I mean, you know. And then it was this, remember, this was the controversial persona that everybody was like up in arms about, you know.
Oh, you I don't should. Think it was as big as you think it is.
No, it was. There was a fervor around it for sure, and people were up in arms.
At least it didn't get to the mainstream, because if it had gotten to the mainstream media, then it would have been like, oh my God.
Yeah, well, I think it did, but it wasn't as big as. Hold on a second, I'm looking. They made it just for this set. It looks like a poop emoji is what it looks like. My computer's just taking forever. Yep, it looks like a poop emoji logo piece.
Oh, somebody did shit on the carpet.
Yeah, there you go. That's pretty funny.
Oh, somebody sent you a picture.
Yeah. He sent me a picture. It's like a Lego piece that fits on one Lego peg, and it's a shit emoji. It looks like a shit emoji.
So they made a shit Lego piece.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Just for that set.
I think just that set's worth purchasing, you know.
I agree. I think just for that piece, man. You know, they need more of that. All right. Break. I think did you do the last story break?
No, I'm about to do the Granberry story, Grand Blue story.
Okay,
No,
Monster,
one.
Monster one Hunting. That. Yeah, Monster
it's the
Hunting.
Bear story that you have to do.
Yeah, Monster the Hunting.
Monster Hunting story with the RPG site live with the Monster Hunting Action RPG Pharaoh, the Sundered Tribes.
Yes, that's the one.
There's an ad that's popping up on my screen. So shit.
Ooh, this is this.
I don't
one.
Care, cop. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Drive by, get a DUI. Okay, fine. Go off. Get off my screen.
Yeah.
Fuck.
This game looks.
Massive Damage has announced Fear of the Sundered Tribes, a monster hunting action RPG set to release in 2024 for PC. Dynamic aerial action RPG combat. That's cool. Loving tribe, and a chance to rebuild civilization.
Living, not loving.
What'd I say?
Loving.
I said loving. I love you, tribe.
That's funny.
I'd hope they'd be.
You anyways. Know what the art style looks like? It looks like a mix between Phoenix Rising and Breath of the Wild, as far as art style. I know the game plays out like Monster Hunter a little bit, but the art style looks really good. Looks really, really good. All right. Anything else on this break?
That's it.
All right. I get the Grand Blue story as soon as it pops up. Freak 5 says, I think the main characters from the first few seasons and Lego gives extras of small pieces, so I got two pieces of shit. That's cool, I guess. All right. Let me scroll up here. God, this is so awesome, not having enough RAM to do much of anything. That's always cool. Grand Blue Fantasy Relink launches on February 1st, 2024. Long-awaited action RPG Relink is releasing on February... I just said that. Jesus. This announcement was made at Gamescom opening night. It was previously known that the title would be coming to PS5, PS4, and PC. Steam as well. So... there you go. There's a standard edition for $59.99, a deluxe edition for $99.99, and get this, for only $179.99, you get the
That reminds me, that Persona 3 Reloaded is getting a special IGUS edition that's $200.
Oh, dear Lord. Holy fuck.
I just want an art-looking soundtrack. I don't care about an IGUS statue, which is probably inflating that thing's price.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, the funniest part is the turd is placed under Michael's desk, so you can't even see it after it's put together. So you can't even see it after it is put together. That's funny. Okay, so the
stand... You had one job and you...
Yeah.
Sit down at your desk, you get all comfortable, like, maybe take your shoes off, put your feet down, all of a sudden... What the hell's under my desk? What is that smell?
Yeah. Oh. All right, the collector's edition... we'll have the game Proto Bahamut figure, which is kind of cool. I'm looking at it. I mean, it's a dragon. It looks good.
I
know. Sort of Eos Metal Charm. That's okay, I guess. special outer box featuring unique artwork, soundtrack, CD, starter item pack, color packs 1 through 3, weapon, false sword of the apocalypse, and then the, let's see, there's a, I want to see what's in that, that big time edition, the one with everything, hold on, where the hell is it, the one for 179, what the fuck you get with that? It doesn't even tell you what you get for the 179 edition. That sucks.
They haven't decided what they're going to do with it yet.
Oh, here we go. Here's the collector's edition. It includes the game, the Baumut figure, the EOS metal charm, outer box special artwork, special art book, special soundtrack CD, postcard set, in-game items, and Grand Blue Special Item Set Relink Pack. And that's limited to the first print run. Which, $179? No, thank you. I'm good on that.
When did collector's editions become, like, 100 plus?
It's been that way for a little while, Eric.
I remember the glory days when we used to just get games.
Yeah. You just got the game.
And maybe there'd be like, well, there'd be a manual, but maybe they'd throw in something extra, like an Atari
sticker or
something.
Or, yeah, sometimes you get
a fun game.
Yeah, you got the game, and maybe they would, for free, get that word free, they would throw in a sticker or a postcard or...
Or a sampler soundtrack.
A sampler soundtrack, something, you know, because it didn't cost them much of anything.
A tiny little art book.
Yeah, a tiny art book,
which
maybe...
Like a fractional of the official art book.
A little mini strategy guide every once in a while, you'd get something like that in there.
Earthbound came with a strategy guide.
Yeah, I know.
That was an $80 game, but hey, well, at least it wasn't 100 plus.
I know. All right, Eric, you're up for the last story here.
Last story is that Hooded Horse and Overhyped Studios announced a new TRPG, Menace. It's simply called Menace.
looks cool.
It looks kind of wastelandish, maybe. But with Marines.
Yeah, I was going to say there's some tanks and a lot of tactical stuff going on. Looks cool, actually. I mean, I'm looking at the trailer and it actually looks really nice. I mean, you know, it's got a little bit of sci-fi vibe to it, you know, with aliens and shit like that. So maybe they're going for a Starship Trooper kind of thing. Yeah.
I mean... There's a game that's already kind of like that, but it's more action called, I forget what it was called, but it had an ancient name.
Break, man. Freak Pie says, we don't even get manuals anymore. I know, wasn't it standard to get a manual? And
I don't care about manuals, really.
I do. I mean, I kind of like it.
I mean, because all the information you could find in a manual, you could probably find in the in-game tutorials.
Yeah, I know, but there was just something
a little lexicon to help you explain the world.
There was just something a little extra special about having a manual, Eric.
There's always something in a manual to find, like, oh, that's interesting. Like, I didn't know that. If you read the manual later after playing a game, whereas most games today, it's just like, yeah, we're throwing you in the deep end. Good luck.
Especially the Souls games, man. Holy shit.
The one game I played I didn't play recently, but I bought recently, was Front Mission First for the Switch. I think it has an actual manual.
Wow.
What? A manual?
Yeah, I know. What's Seriously? That?
I know. And the box comes with a lenticular 3D slipcase.
That's kind of cool. Alright, that was the news. Thankfully, we got through all of that. Anybody have any homie discounts for this week? Anything that you saw? I know there was a... Eric, you actually had one. Buy one, get one free on Amazon. There was a bunch of titles there.
There's the selection's definitely slimmed down, but most of the stuff is still on there.
Yeah, yeah. And there were some good choices there. I mean, if I had money, I would have...
Also, I think it might still be on sale for the same price, but you can get Mario and Rabbids, the Spark of Hope game for like under $20.
Okay. All right. So yeah, check that out on Amazon. That was the homie discount that I remembered. But if you guys have anything else, break anything.
Mm-mm.
All right, Eric. Anything else?
No.
No hentai bundles this week.
No. There's one, but it's a lot of like shitty like hentai mosaic shit.
Nah. Slagar says, first game I remember that I got with no manual was Yar's Revenge. Yar's Revenge didn't come with a manual, Slagar? That's kind of weird. Okay.
I think it had a manual.
I thought so, too.
Maybe it had, like, a single sheet telling you what to do, and that was it.
Possibly. Possibly. I mean, that's all you would need for most of those 2600 games, but, you know. All right, let's...
He's right, because a lot of those... Because I think Yar's Revenge was one of the older releases, and... companies were cutting costs at that point. A lot of there were games that came out just like shovelware, you know, lots and lots of shovelware.
Oh yeah, for sure. All right,
that's a Manuel freak. You got a whole person.
Yeah, Manuel, not Manuel. My copy had a Manuel. Really? That's what's up, Skodema. Nice to have you here. What's up, Fishes? He says, "What's up, Skodema? Nice to have you in here." All right, let's go to what we've been playing.
Inquiring minds want to know.
All right, Breakman, what have you been playing, sir?
I said I wanted to talk about it a little later. There's a game that came out this past week. I've mostly been playing that because I've actually I'm enjoying it more than I thought I would. Honestly. It's a game you've asked me about repeatedly, Frank.
Texas Chainsaw?
That'd be correct.
Yeah.
It's sort of like Friday the 13th and those type of games where it's like bad guys versus good guys, PvP. But they do a completely different tact with this one than I've seen with other games of this type. You play either as the family or you play as the victims. There are five victims and there are like five family members to pick from.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike most games where you get one bad guy, there are three bad guys.
Ooh.
So you got Leatherface, and then you got a couple more members of the family, and you only have four survivors or victims trying to escape. And you start the game out, if you're a victim, you start out in their dungeon, hanging from a meat hook.
Yeah.
And you have to escape the dungeon. So we were talking about earlier about dark spots in games. Like, there are a lot of, like, dark spots for hiding in this game.
Mm-hmm. Because
you're going to need them to survive if you're a victim. Like, there's literally nothing you can do to kill the family. Unlike Friday the 13th, where there was the ability to kill Jason, as far as I know, you can't kill the family. You can stun them, and that's about it.
Obviously, they're going to come out with a patch, hopefully, that, you know, you can kill them. That would be really fucking cool.
If they bring a patch, the first thing I want them to do is address the problem they didn't address with Friday the 13th, between this and that game. One of the things that drove me nuts about Friday the 13th was sitting in the fucking menus in the lobby, just waiting. It's the same fucking thing with this one. You sit in the lobby forever, just fucking waiting sometimes.
What is that? Is that
a timer?
Is that
it's like, come on, we don't need 3 minutes. Just put down like one. We don't need to sit here for this long.
Yeah. Is that just netcode, you think?
It's just the time they put on it. It's like a time where you can edit your character and stuff like that, and I think they just give players way too much time. So it leaves everybody who doesn't have to do that kind of stuff just sitting there for minutes waiting.
Yeah.
But the game itself is really fun. Like I said, if you're playing as the victims, you're just trying to survive. You're trying to escape their house. You can't hurt them. So you're going to sneak around and try to be quiet and not be seen, not stir noisy things. Whereas if you play one of the family members, if you start as Leatherface, you start down in the dungeon with them, and he's the only villain that's down there at the beginning of the game. The rest of the family's upstairs waiting, and as soon as they can come downstairs, they will. Or if one of the family members goes upstairs, or if one of the victims gets upstairs, they go back to you.
And the whole point is to get out, just like in Friday the 13th. You obviously there's a boundary that you need to reach and get out, right?
Yeah, and Friday the 13th have like a couple of exits, and there are like a few ways to get out, like specific ways, like call the cops or stuff like that. And this one, it's just get to the exit, but there's like barriers to get to the exit, like you'll need the certain items to open doors and stuff like that kind of thing. But there are several ways out of every map, and there's only a handful of maps, so it's really fun. It's fun being a victim and trying to get out and hide and play stealthily.
and it's good to play, and it's a lot of fun to play the killers.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool. They found a really interesting balance, and it's a lot of fun.
That's cool. I don't know if I like the only one exit idea. You know, I think
there are lots of exits. That's not what I didn't say one exit. I said there are a lot of exits.
Oh, okay. So there's different ways to escape.
There's like four exits per map, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good because if you have just one,
more than Friday the 13th. I'm saying there's more. You'll need a certain item to get to through certain exits and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
But there's some you just need a lockpick.
Now, do they plan on doing any DLC with the TCM?
Since it looks like the game is being a massive hit on Game Pass, it probably will.
Okay, well, good. I'm hoping because those guys know how to make a game. Like I played a little bit with Friday the 13th with Freak 5 when it was, you know, a thing. And I really enjoyed it, but I'm not very good at it, and I get too jittery. It literally scares me too much to play a game like that. Like I can't do it. Like I can do a single player game, but when I'm up against other players in a horror game, it's too much for me. It's too much anxiety. I can't take it.
I was gonna say you should play this on Game Pass. Like it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I don't have Game Pass, man. I if I get Game Pass, I'll download it and I'll play it with you, Brake. But I don't know, man. I mean, those games just freak me the fuck out, man. The first time Leatherface chased me, I think I'd be done, man. I'd be like, okay, Brake, I think I'm done. I think I'm done, man.
Well, like on Friday the 13th, you could like have a weapon and you could hit back. And this, you can there's one weapon you can use and you can stun them, but you have to get them from behind. You have to sneak up on them. And one character has a shoulder ability that can knock down the killers. That's it. You can't fight back for the most part. You just run and hide.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of running and hiding.
So it's like a mix between Friday the 13th and Outlast. So seems like to me. Skodema says, me and my buddy from Texas hacked the hell out of GTA 5. Seems the only way to play it. I mean, you could play GTA 5. I mean, it's okay, Skodema, but it's... You're probably right. Like, it's probably a lot funner to play modded.
I just found out and confirmed what I suspected, but Armored Core on the PS5 doesn't play as good as Armored Core 6 PS4 on PS5. They're still struggling with the PS5 development, and they can't get it to a level where the game will just run consistently at 60 FPS without hitches.
That bothers me.
So I'm just gonna play the PS4 version.
Yeah,
there's a really cool thing
I bought digitally, about that. So I don't have to worry about which version I bought.
What are you saying, Brake?
A lot of the presentation of the game, like Friday the 13th, they got a lot of little details in there. Like if you're looking around maps and stuff like that, like it feels like they watch the movies and they get it. Which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something else I wanted to say.
Why, spoilers?
No. It happens right at the beginning of the game, and there's five victims. Like I said, you can only play four, so the victim you don't pick gets executed at the beginning of the game.
Oh wow!
Yeah, like whoever you don't pick gets killed every time. So I mean, it's a little bit of a spoiler, but it's at the very beginning of the game.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. I mean, in a way, you know. I mean, it is a horror game.
Leatherface is the only required family member. You can't play without him.
Oh yeah, well I can see why. I mean, that's the most scary character, I guess. Although if you really watch those movies, he's really the most sympathetic character. If you watch the first movie, like I know he's horrible and he kills people and stuff like that, but damn, you could tell the abuse, you know. Freak 5 says, I played a few games, I haven't escaped yet. So
I've escaped a few times. Each character is different in the way they're built too. Like Leatherface is the only one with a chainsaw, so he's the only one who can do like a lot of damage to escape routes and stuff like that. And the cook has like super hearing, and like everybody has their own unique abilities, and it's just they balanced it really well. It feels like,
yeah, that's cool, man. I like that. That's good. Yeah. Good to hear, man. Those guys can make a good game, you know.
It's fun. I'm telling you, you should play it.
Yeah, I really should, man. Maybe I will. I might buy it on Xbox, and When it goes on sale, break, I'll buy it.
If you get Game Pass, you don't have to buy it.
Yeah, I know, but then I have Game Pass, and I get too used to having that subscription, and, you know, fuck that.
That's a good point.
All right.
I'm spoiled by Game Pass.
Yeah. All right, Eric, what have you been playing?
Since I got the Platinum on Final Fantasy 16, I've been playing, like, a little bit of Diablo 3, and then I was only just playing that temporarily so I could, until I got Diablo 2, because I want to play them in order.
Yeah.
So I've been playing Diablo 2. I got to Act 2, and that's as far as I got, because then Blasphemous 2 came out.
Diablo 2 is a great game, from what I remember. It's a really good game.
I've been playing it on Amazon, because the last time I tried playing it, back when my brother bought the PC version, I started an Amazon build, but I never got anywhere with it, and so I'm just restarting that build run again.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I'm going for a lightning Amazon build that specializes in javelins.
Okay.
Because the one thing I didn't understand is that, like, your javelins are consumables, but if you get your weapons repaired, or your weapons and armor repaired, it will just replenish all your stock.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you don't completely consume them, you can fix it up to max.
Okay. That's cool.
And, like, I have an offhand weapon in case I need to use a spear, because, until my build's complete, because the build is very MP heavy.
Yeah. All right. And you said you've been playing Blasphemous too.
Uh-huh.
How's that so far, Eric?
I'm at like 70 or so percent done with the game. So as soon as I finish with that, I'm going to go to Armored Core 6.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Skodema's been talking about Armored Core 6 in chat, so that's all the rage right now.
And if you need some help getting started, Fightin' Cowboy has a bunch of videos out for, like, where some of the special weapons are, and what some good parts are, and how you should get started when you're starting out, and beginner tips as well as like that.
All right. You know,
That's all I really been playing. All
right, Brake. I didn't even ask. Was there anything else that you played other than Texas Chainsaw?
No, I made one comment in chat though that the other thing that I really I can't stand is there's no map.
Yeah, but I think it.
But it makes sense for the gameplay wise, because the the victims, they're in a completely unknown place. You know, they're in the dungeon essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Starting out, and if the family had maps but the victims didn't have maps, it'd be way unfair. It's already unfair. It's the game's tilted heavily in favor of the killers.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's the way it should be, right?
The victims. I mean, I switch it up all the time. I'm having fun either way.
Mm. Well, that's good, man. That's really good to hear. I guess you guys can guess what I've been playing this week. It's definitely been.
Does it rhyme with Arvel Ozl?
No, I don't think so. Okay. Breath of the Wild is what I've been playing.
Oh, not Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Well,
I play Marvel Puzzle Quest on a daily. Jesus, Freak 5, don't sell me that shit, man. It makes me hungry, man. It's like a plate of, like, shrimp and...
Now I'm getting hungry just thinking about.
Jesus, I mean... He sends me this.
It's been a while since I ate something.
I don't even know what this is, but it looks great. I think it's got, like, mushrooms and shrimp and tomatoes, lettuce. I don't even know what the hell it rice. This must be a Mexican fajita dish, is what I'm guessing. Like shrimp fajitas. Holy shit, that looks good, man. Ugh, how dare you? How dare you, Freak 5? Okay, so, but no, I've been playing Breath of the Wild, and, you know, I really am coming to the end of it, and the way I know that is I completed all the DLC Divine Beast challenges, so now I have the motorcycle, so I'm rolling around in my motorcycle. I really wish that I had that thing early in the game, because it's fucking awesome. But the only thing that I have left is there's...
Yeah, it'd be nice if the game had a New Game Plus option, and then you just get to keep it.
Yeah, that would be cool. The only thing I have left is to... go to the main, you know, the Hyrule Castle, I have two DLC challenges in there. I have two regular, you know, side quests in that castle. And I still have the Master Sword Trials. And I have to find a total of 10 more shrines. And that's it. And then I can go in to beat Ganon and, you know, all that stuff. But
you could alternatively beat Ganon and then do that stuff.
But I'm not going to do that, man. I want Ganon to be the ultimate end of the game. You know, that's what I kind of want to do. So, you know, shrimp burrito with black beans and all the fixings.
That sounds good, man.
Yeah, it does. Tastes good, too, Freak 5 says. Yeah, I'm sure.
That makes the most sense to me, too, Frank.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fitting end to the game, right? You're going through all this shit, and then, you know, you get to Ganon, you beat the... I know I'm going to beat the shit out of Ganon. There's no question. You know, it's just... You know, I just want to do all those quests, and I don't know. I think you get, for all the shrines, you get a special armor set, and then, you know, I'm definitely not going to do the Korok thing, because, what is it, 900?
And it's over 900, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like at 230, and I think that's, you know, I mean, yeah. That's...
I think I had around the same number, and I hate them stupid things, because they're freaking everywhere.
I like them.
It takes forever to build them up so you can get the, increase your items.
Like, yeah. I mean, I have, like, right now I have 35. I think I need, like, 40 to get another weapon, you know, and it's like, I'm not going to go through all that. That would take forever. But you do get something at the end of that, too. You get the Korok mask, which all that does is let you see the Koroks, where the Korok seeds are.
That what it does? Okay. Like, yeah. I never tried it on. Like, I just, like, this is stupid.
Or, no, you know what? I do have the Korok mask.
You buy that, right?
Yeah, I bought it.
Or you bought that from the that monster sales guy, right?
Yeah. I bought it.
Did you buy it at the Korok Village?
Yeah.
I played Tears of the Kingdom and I beat it, and I'm not going to go for all the Korok seeds, but I don't know if it has the same mask in the game.
Yeah.
Unless you find all the seeds.
Yeah, it's helpful in finding Korok seeds, because, like, when you're near Korok... But the problem is...
The icon only shows up when you're near a seed, and since the icon's too small, it's hard to see it anyway.
Yeah, when you... Okay, so here's the thing. When you have that mask on, because I...
Or it makes a noise or something.
Yeah, you kind of act like a Korok, right? Like, you're like... Like, whenever you're near one. But it takes you about 10 minutes or 15 minutes each time to find in the area where it is. It's not like...
I hate the block puzzle ones, too, because...
Yeah.
It's frustrating figuring out which configuration will work.
It's not... You know, once you find it, you're like, oh, there it is, you know, but think about that. You got 700 to go and 10 minutes each, or even at 5 minutes each, that's a hell of a lot of time to find.
Tears of the Kingdom just lets you glitch Korok seeds.
I think the prize...
You do something randomly and then the Korok will pop up somewhere, even if you're not that close
by. I think the prize is you get a golden Korok seed and it doesn't do anything.
You get a golden piece of poop.
Yeah, that's what it's like, a Korok seed, man. It's like a...
Korok seeds aren't poop, though. It's like, this actually looks like poop.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's meant to be a Korok seed, man.
That's and what it
it's
does meant what to be. Now?
It doesn't do anything. It's just...
So it's
something
in your inventory. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
It's like an achievement.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, it's like, it's not worth it. It's like one of the least worth things, you know? I mean, once you get enough slots for your shields and...
Speaking of achievements, like, you get different various medals for doing things in Tears as well.
That's cool. All right, let's move on to reviews.
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Breakman, your reviews, if you have any. Did you have any this week? All right, none. All right, Eric, you have a couple of reviews.
Yeah, I saw Blue Beetle and I watched Hot Fuzz today. Which one do you want first?
Do Blue Beetle, but please spoiler free as much as possible.
Okay. Blue Beetle is based on Jaime Reyes's version of the Blue Beetle, where he has the scarab and it does all the weird stuff, and he's kind of like Green Lantern in that respect, or a weird fusion of Green Lantern and Iron Man, to be more accurate.
Yeah, that's more accurate. If Iron Man was always fighting with his suit, because the suit was its own thing.
Is Flash on Max yet, Breakman?
It's on Max, yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's why I'm going to watch it later.
I didn't watch that today because I chose Hot Fuzz instead. Because I know that movie's over 2 hours long, and Hot Fuzz is just barely over 2 hours long with credits.
Okay.
I liked it. It's got a typical superhero movie plot, but that's okay, because, like, it's like an origin story. And it's,
yeah, sorry.
Even though the movie was being being filmed before they reset the universe with James Gunn, he's slotting it into the DCU because it's disconnected enough that they can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's technically the first DCU reboot movie. And I like the Latino representation they had in it. And it's weird because there's a weird disconnect because, like, it's obvious that he wants to be Justice League material, so he's instituting a no-kill policy because I guess that's his character, but, like, he couldn't be more different than his family when it comes to killing people because they have no problem with it. And his grandmother's a former revolutionary from Cuba who fought with Che. Because they're supposed to be Cuban. And they're in this place called the Edge Keys, which is, I guess, I don't know where that's located, but is the DC version of that. The name of the city is completely fictional. But they mention the Flash, and they give references to the original Blue Beetle, Ted Kord. And there is a post-credit sequence and a mid-credit sequence.
Okay.
The post-credit sequence is not worth watching. The mid-credit sequence is definitely worth it, and it hints at a sequel.
Okay, that's cool. I mean, I've heard pretty good things about Blue Beetle. Didn't do great at the box office, even though it took number one at the box office, but, you know, whatever. What do you give me?
It made profit, at least.
I think number one is a good chance of getting a sequel.
Yeah. So what are you giving Blue Beetle, Eric?
I'm going to give it an 8.
All right, fair enough.
As long as it doesn't drop off, because there are movies that have done that. They'll be number one 1 week, and the next week it's like, oh, we made a mistake.
Yeah, I think Barbie's heading for number one weekend again this weekend, but, you know. All right, your next review, Eric, for Hot Fuzz.
Hot Fuzz was a movie that was released way back in 2006. So, but considering the events that happen in the movie, I don't think it's still pretty relevant. Because the movie's basically like, oh, there are no such thing as good cops because good cops get fired. But he doesn't get fired, he gets reassigned out to the country, basically where nothing happens. And the reason they got rid of him is because they even tell him up front is because, like, you're making the rest of us look bad because we don't do anything. Because he's, like, really good at his job being actual policeman.
Yeah.
And so he partners up with the police department in some place called Sanford. And it's been a long time since I've seen British comedy, but the pair of Simon Pegg and what's the name of the other guy who are usually in a movie together?
Nick Frost.
Yeah. He plays his witless partner. He's like kind of like the screw up buddy comedy character type person.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of funny jokes in it. Like, they actually find this guy named P.I. Steak. So it's Piss Steak. And I really enjoyed it. I recommend people watch it. And I give this movie a 9.5.
Nice. Ooh, yeah. No, Hot Fuzz is a great movie. It's really funny. It's really cool. I remember seeing it. It's been a while since I've seen it, but it's really good. Really, really good. Highly recommend. I think I'm in agreement with Eric.
Have him and Nick Frost done anything like since Hot Fuzz? Because I know I've seen Shaun of the Dead and I've seen this, but like I think after he got really popular after that and he ended up being in the Mitchell Impossible movies, I don't think they've done anything.
What was there was another movie they did? It was called maybe it was called World's End.
Yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah. That's
I never
a great
got
movie
around
too.
To watching that either.
That's a good movie too, man. That's actually really
if
good.
If that's on Amazon, I want to check out that next.
Yeah, you should check it out, man. It's pretty good. Pretty damn good. all right. I'm going to do a really quick review of a movie called Bad Things on Shudder. I had fairly high hopes because the...
Very Bad Things? I love that movie.
No, not no, it's just called Bad Things, not Very Bad Things. And they should have called it Shitty Movie, is what they should have called this movie. And it's
Bad
really...
Bad Things is the bad... is the movie itself.
It's really odd. It's really odd because it got really high score on Rotten Tomatoes, both for... critics and audiences, and I watched it and I thought it was absolute hot garbage. Super slow. You know, I love slow burn movies. I think that's one of my favorite type of horror movies. But this movie was all over the place. And there were all kinds of plot lines that went nowhere, and it's super confusing, even though it shouldn't be. It's a pretty straightforward story about these three or four women that are at this motel that this one woman inherits, and she's deciding whether or not she should sell it or you know, keep it, or I don't know what the fuck she was doing there, to be honest. I mean, it was so ragtag put together, and the acting, I think, is some of the worst acting in a mid-grade, I would say, budgeted movie. I was just floored by how shitty this movie was. I'm giving this my Razzie for the year, the RP Grinder Razzie for the year so far, even though the year's not over. I give it a 1.5 star out of 10, and the only reason I'm giving it 1.5 is because, I mean, there were moments where I thought that it could have strayed in a direction that might have been good, but other than that, it was pretty shitty. Scottima says, I did a records request for the dash cam from the CHP so I can fight ticket. Well, good for you, Scottima. I hope you win, man. As we get disconnected, I think, are we reconnected? Let us know in chat. Hit a 1 in there if we're back on. I don't know why. I think it's an OBS thing. Sometimes it just drops, but let us know if we're back in the chat there. But yeah, 1.5 for Bad Things. Don't watch it. It's a shitty bad. They should have called it Bad Movies is what they should have called it instead of Bad Things. I guess this is a bad thing. So there you go. All right, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
What is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Breakman, you're up first.
Well, most of my stinkos go to one certain group, so I'm going to do with the couple that don't. 90s rapper Magoo died. So.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Holy fuck, that I didn't hear that, Breakman.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch, that was one of my favorite rappers. He had one of the most unique voices of any rapper ever.
Timbaland and Magoo, the first two albums were fantastic. There was no bad tracks at all.
The bird is the word. The bird, bird, bird. The bird is the word. I love that song, man. Holy shit. I did not know that, man. That's any word on how, Break?
I don't remember. I don't remember. I read it earlier in the week.
Ugh.
The other one goes to the continuing trend that's never talked about in the media because the media protects the police at all costs. And we all know about them murdering people innocently, and I brought up the thing I just found out about how they murder dogs, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
They're the number one killer of dogs. I can see, just I don't know what to say about that. Nervous laughter. But another thing that they do that's absolutely criminal by every standard is the, what is that called? The seizure forfeit?
Yeah.
What do you call that?
Forfeit seizure. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, where they can just take your stuff and that's it. It's no longer yours. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Asset forfeiture.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, do you know what the numbers are on that? It's been a trend for a long time. We've probably mentioned it on here, and I don't know if our listeners remember or not, but that totals more taken away from citizens than burglary.
Yeah. They use it as an excuse for everything. Now,
are stealing more from the people than the robbers.
It doesn't surprise me in the least. As a matter of fact, it doesn't account for all the fucking criminality that occurs with police as they steal drugs and money from drug dealers and, you know, and all the prostitutes that they have pimped out. Yeah. And
going back to at least 2019, it's been that since at least then.
Yeah, Skotoma says, my stinko is that we are officially in a banana republic. Yeah, no doubt, Skotoma. I don't disagree with that. So, yeah, what else you got, Break?
Okay, mine goes to, well, Banana Republic, that's the Republican Party of Ohio, and the shenanigans that they have been up to, and they just continue to get worse. They're not even pretending to hide that how badly they don't want marijuana in the state. They fought against medical marijuana until somebody, like, gave them money. They are so dead set against medical marijuana, it's been put on the ballot for this November. They're so set against marijuana becoming like public use, like not medical.
Recreational, yeah.
Recreational, yes. That they said they will veto it if the people vote for it.
Well, then that's when the citizens of Ohio need to get fucking vote them the fuck out if that happens. You know, I mean,
they're actually saying they will override our votes.
Yeah, marijuana is another one that people don't give a shit about anymore in this country. It used to be a hot plate issue when Nixon started the drug war, right? And then it was used as a an excuse to bust people of color mostly. I know poor people were grouped in that too, but The problem with that is now there's about a little over 70% are in favor of legalizing marijuana. They should decriminalize it, period. But, at least most of these places can hold their hat on legalization, but apparently Ohio is not one of them. And it's terrible to see because weed is such a good herb to help. I mean, it's not for everybody. Not everybody is going to get the benefits from weed. You know, I'm not saying everybody can benefit from it, but there's a lot of people that can benefit from it. And I'm one of them.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy.
Actually, I've got a medical marijuana card. Like, there's, it's stringent tests to get it.
So. I'm really happy that Colorado was the first. It makes me proud to live in a state that stood up to the system and said, we're going to legalize it, but it really should be decriminalized federally. And then there would be no worrying about marijuana, period. You know, I mean, it would just cease to exist as a reason for cops to harass people and a reason for politicians to stay out of our fucking business if we want to grow it and give it and even sell it. You know, I mean, fuck. I mean, these dispensaries are killing us here with almost 30% fucking taxes on weed. You know, if it wasn't for them,
I know that they'll tax the fuck out of it. Like, it'll benefit the state. Like, they're fighting against it for, I don't know what the reasons. I know Mike DeWine's always been against it, but he's extremely, like, religious type. He's enforced his religious values on the rest of the state. And even though he knows that the abortion thing's coming up, he's trying to, like, fight to get, like, some wording changed and stuff like that within his party. But there's so much infighting within the Republicans about it, because some of them want it completely banned and others, like, or, like, if we go completely banned, it's gonna get outvoted, and there's gonna be something on the ballot which we're not gonna like, which they're right, because abortion's definitely
the majority of people. Like I said, it's over 70% of this of the people in the country have no issue with it. You know, it's what people do with their bodies is their business. You know,
and I read somebody an article today saying that what they're proposing is far more evil than Roe. Well, I guess you shouldn't have fucked with Roe then.
Yeah, Scottman says,
because what do you think was going to happen? You think the rest of the country, like, everybody agreed with you?
Yeah, Scottman says, I was shocked that California wasn't the first. Yeah, I mean, I actually was shocked too, Skotoma, but I'm really happy Colorado was the first. Like I said, it's Colorado's a great example for the rest of the country when it comes to these type of things. Like I said, it's not a Democrat-Republican thing either. When you can have 70% of the people, which includes Republicans, I know there are more Republicans.
Yeah, Republicans led the march for medical marijuana in the state. Like I said, there's some that are, like, dead set against it, but guys like Rob Portman, he's for it, so.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know what, if we just took the D's and the R's away from the names, Americans agree on about 90% of all issues. I know that's shocking, but they want us to believe because you got a D next to your name or an R next. If you look at just the issues and don't worry about whether, you know, either you're a Republican or a Democrat, I mean, we could get a lot of shit done in this country. That's why the two-party system is never going to work. It's never going to work. It's built for division. There's a reason why there's only...
It was never meant to be a two-party system.
Yeah, it was never meant for a two-party system. And that's why it's failing. And it's failing most people in this country. Whether you're Democrat or Republican, the system is failing about 99% of the people in this country. It's failing. It's a failure. It's a failed experiment, and it's slowly dying.
What's happening in Ohio with the Republican Party, like, having complete control? Like, the same thing's going to happen, like, different kinds of oppression.
Yeah.
Completely Democratic.
Uh-huh. Absolutely, 100%. I couldn't agree
but
more.
But, like, in this one, like I said, the abortion, obviously, they're doing everything they can to stop it, even though they know, because they know that we are... Most Americans are heavily for it. One of the things they're going to do is they want to change the balloting to say unborn instead of fetus.
Okay.
They want people to feel guilty.
There's a semantic war going on over there. I see how it goes. Yeah.
Stupid shit like that. And the guy who's leading that march is also the guy who took us out of the ERIC system, the ERIC voting system, which is a fraud detection system. Which helps you detect fraud within multiple states. If somebody votes in one state, if they're in the ERIC system, which I can't remember what that stands for, you'll pick it up. And they what happened was, somebody caught a guy from Cleveland voting in Cleveland, and then in his winter home going down in Florida and voting for Trump.
He
voted in two states, and he was caught because of the ERIC system. Well, because it busted this guy, Frank LaRose got us out of the. Because it caught somebody doing fraud, the guy who's supposed to protect our system took us out of this.
What a shock there, huh? They like the corruption. They love it. Yeah. They love when people vote multiple times for their side. I mean, it happens with Democrats too. You know, there's always an excuse. I hate both parties there.
Either party should have full power because they either absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Yeah, absolute, 100%.
What's happening in Ohio? Like, it just the levels of corruption are insane. Like, look what happened in East Palestine when a train wrecked.
Yeah.
Because of the regulations or the deregulations on it, Mike DeWine wouldn't let the federal government come in for a week.
Yeah.
Because he was getting money from that same railroad company for other things. Like, they were one of his big donors.
What a shocker.
So he shielded a company that was... You remember, like, how it was national news? Like, there's their, like, black skies and shit?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, of course, right-wing media said, look, Biden's not doing anything for him. Well, that's because the state government overrules the president, and they're not letting him in.
Yeah.
Not letting the federal government.
Not letting federal aid go in. You know, it's ridiculous. He should have immediately declared
a piece of shit, like sacrificing human lives for his gain. Like, who knows what long-term damage they suffered from the poisons and the pollution of the train derailment.
Yeah.
Chemical derailment.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little more about widespread stuff like that in just a second. What else you got, Brake?
And the other one goes to, it's the 21st century, right?
Last I checked.
Okay. Air conditioning is a common thing, right?
Absolutely.
Everybody has air conditioning, right?
Well, for the most part, yeah, I would say.
Who doesn't have universal air conditioning? That'd be Ohio schools.
Jesus.
Because of the Republicans taking all the money, supposedly going to schools and sending it to voucher schools, sending it to private schools and colloquial schools, stuff like that. So... The public schools are so fucking broke, they can't even afford air conditioning.
Oh, that's awesome.
Schools were literally canceled this week because they couldn't afford air conditioning.
Yeah.
Because our Republican crooks they're getting cutbacks on the from private schools and such like that. So there's no money from private or from public.
I think some of the schools here were canceled because they had no power, because I went out to get breakfast and like saw a kid like riding their like scooter at like they had a book bag, and it was like 9 o'clock, so like, shouldn't you be in school already? It's like, what? Maybe they were just at home and they're walking home. I don't know,
man. Maybe they didn't have air conditioning. I mean, that's
they might have been like I said, there were some that were just closed, and I think some, like, they went to school and it was just too hot, and they might.
Yeah, but it's been a pretty cool day today, so them not having air conditioning won't have been a problem.
Skodema says, notice how they shut up about the train derailment. Yeah, there's no news about that, right? Nothing. I mean, once the cloud disappeared, then it's over, right? It's all gone. You know, out of sight, out of mind, I guess, but.
Yep, all right. And we know how the media loves to shield politicians and cops from accountability.
Absolutely. Anything else, Break?
No, just I'm sick in the like I remember in the days they didn't have air conditioners when I went to high school in the 90s.
It's ridiculous.
Like, I get it back then, like air conditioning.
I didn't have air conditioning in elementary school or high school.
Right. Well, and I get it when
they only got air conditioning once they built new schools, and I already left.
Yeah.
It's the 21st century. It's been
and those schools weren't built until like 2 years after I left.
Yeah, and that's why you mentioned
just for them not to have air conditioning now.
Yeah,
it's a problem. That's in, and another part of the problem is we'll have the officials like the school board administration, which actually they've been completely replaced, but they're going to get cutbacks on anytime there's a tax break or something like that. Like we have to vote to get tax increases for the schools. You know the administrators take cuts of that.
Yeah. For sure. I'm getting a little bit of an echo.
Like instead of the kids going to help the schools and help the education of the children, some greedy adults are taking all the money.
Always. It's always about money.
Should have been getting educated this week. Instead, they were staying home because...
Yep.
Because the weather.
Well, I mean, good thing summer's almost over. Break, man, is all I can say.
Like that. I love summer.
I know, but you know, I mean, the kids need to be educated, and
if, that's. But it shouldn't be that bad.
It shouldn't. You're right. Should not be that bad. Eric, did you have any stinkos this week? I didn't see anything on the. Okay, mine real quickly, as quick as I can. Got the beginnings of a cold. Like I have a sore throat, and I'm beginning to like have a small cough, which sucks. So I'm hoping to be done by next week's show. That would be helpful. And then the laughable $700 that the federal government is offering Maui residents is absolutely atrocious and stupid. Should be way more than that. Those people are suffering big time. It's well over 100 people. It's the worst wildfire in American history. And instead of sending billions of dollars to the Ukraine like we've been doing every fucking, it seems like, month, we should be sending a lot more money over to Maui to help them pick up the pieces of what's left of Maui. And if you've seen the footage of it, Maui is leveled. And Maui is a national treasure, and the people are a national treasure. And $700 for each Maui resident is a slap in the fucking face. And
you're right. I did forget to mention 1,000 still missing. Like, that's horrible. Yeah,
it's terrible. And over 300 kids are missing. These are American kids that we're talking about.
Yeah.
And then the final one, I hate to end on a very negative one as well, but this is stinkos after all. Bray Wyatt... passed away. He was a wrestler, also known as The Fiend, if anybody's familiar. Break, did you ever know of a wrestler called IRS, Irwin R. Scheister?
No.
Okay. If you saw his picture, you probably would remember him. Do you remember Barry Windham? Does that name ring a bell? Old school wrestler.
Kind of.
Anyways, that was the uncle of Bray Wyatt, and Irwin R. Scheister was... Bray Wyatt / The Fiend's dad, passed away at the age of 36. Heart attack. So, if you think it can't happen to you at whatever age you are, it can. So, treat every day like it could be your last, is what I'm saying. So, there you go. Freak 5 says the early 2000s, Des Moines voted against a tax increase 7 times. The city claimed this would raise money for the schools and said people voting against it hated children. The 8th time it went to the polls, it passed. Council then voted themselves a raise that went into effect the month after the sales tax increase. What a shocker there.
Exactly.
Bingo! It's all about money. Heard officials stop people from getting out of the fires. Barricaded roads, Skodema says. I don't know if that's true, Skodema. I'd have to see proof of that, but it wouldn't surprise me.
I wouldn't be surprised either. That's horrible if it is.
I know they tried to stop people from helping, which is ridiculous. It reminds me of what happened in Louisiana for that hurricane. I can't remember the hurricane's name, but it was an awful hurricane and all kinds of flooding, and they were getting pissed at people for fucking helping other people, you know, giving them water. They wouldn't allow water in and other things. It's like, why? You know, if I'm going to bring water, I'm going to bring a truck full of water and I'm going to get it to these people because they desperately need it. I mean, this is what people get pissed at me for handing out water and food to homeless people here in Denver. I'm like, if I don't do it, who else is going to fucking do it? I'm not going to rely on other people. I'm going to do it myself. You know, it's ridiculous. So, anyways, those are my stinkos. Let's go on to bigger and better things.
Dude,
here.
What does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, Sweetos of the Week. Let's start with you, Breakman. What Sweetos can you bring us?
I believe the Sedition Bunch. Having all do a perp walk and get their mug shots taken. Mm-hmm. Pretty damn funny to me.
Yeah, I like how Trump lied on his... he weighs 215 pounds and he's 6'3". I'm like,
yeah, you know, bro, who also is 6'3" and weighs
Trump is fatter than me, and
yeah,
I weigh 323 pounds.
Right.
This is a stat from somebody pointed this out. You know who also is 6'3" and weighs 215?
Patrick Mahomes. Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, both in that
quarterbacks of the NFL. Like, yeah, if he weighs 215, I weigh 400 pounds.
Katrina, that's right. Big five.
215. I weigh several. I weigh like 185.
Yeah, Skunda says Trump wishes he was a linebacker. This is a guy that had bone spurs that couldn't go to Vietnam because of bone spurs, Skunda. So come on, man. You know, yeah, the linebacker. Yeah, I mean, 215, 6'3". I saw a picture of him next to Mark Meadows, right? And he's definitely shorter than Mark Meadows. Guess how tall Mark Meadows is? Any guesses, Brickman? 6'1".
I was gonna say six.
Okay. So Mark Meadows is 6'1" and he's taller than Trump, and Trump is claiming that he's 6'3". Okay, here's another question: who's taller, Barack Obama or Trump? Breakman.
Obama.
Obama's definitely taller. I've seen pictures of them standing next to each other. It's a no-brainer. He's also about 6'1". You know who else is 6'3"? A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, the former baseball player. 6'3". I saw a picture of him with Trump, and he towered over Trump. And I'm like, 6'3"? Come on, bro. Nobody believes that. And 215 pounds? Get the fuck. I'm 215 pounds. And I'm like 5'8". 215 pounds, bro. You haven't seen that since you were probably 13, Trump. You fucking fat. I mean, I hate the fat shame, but fuck him. If he's going to lie about his fucking weight, then he deserves all the fucking fat shaming that he can get.
He used to be really thin. Like, I think it was like until like the early 2000s. Like into the 90s, he was kind of thin.
If you even see him in like Home Alone, he was still up there. He was well over 200 pounds in Home Alone. He was like 250, 260 in Home Alone.
Yeah, I guess I'm thinking of like the Jeffrey Epstein video.
Yeah, maybe. But he, I mean, come on, man. Like he's...
That was the early 80s.
Yeah, maybe in early 80s he was about 240, maybe. But, bro, come on, man. Nobody can convince me that dude is 215 fucking pounds. He's a fast food fanatic. No way he's under 230. Not a chance, go to my... Matter of fact, I would go on record and say he's about 300 pounds. I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt for a second he's over 300 pounds. Probably about 310, I'm guessing. 6 foot, at most 6 foot, maybe more towards 5'11". And 300 pounds. Dude is not it at all.
I love how the media has been banging on Biden for old age, but ignoring Trump, who's just a few years older or younger.
I know.
And has the diet of a...
You're right.
Stray dog.
Look, here's what I'm going to say. At the very least, Trump is at least a little more lively than Biden. I mean, there's no denying that.
I'm not saying like that we shouldn't be banging on Biden for his age. I'm saying it's weird that they're completely ignoring this other guy who's so unhealthy, it's sad.
Yeah. Skodema says, I would guess 280. I would probably guess 300, 310, Skodema, if we're being honest. I mean, but you might not be too far off. I mean, he might have took a shit in the morning that weighed 20 pounds, and he might weigh 280. I mean, you could be right, Skodema. I'm not gonna lie. But, all right, anything else, Brake?
No, just... It's fun to see people being punished for you know, committing blatant crimes.
Well, we'll see.
They're being hopefully punished. There's some accountability. Maybe we'll find out.
I mean, it's looking. I mean, the evidence is stacking up, man. Like, I mean, you even right wing. Where did I see it? It might have been the Daily Wire, where they were saying there's no out. There's no way Trump is going to win this time around, and that didn't happen the last time around. So, you know, I mean, there's that. But
and Fox News, like people on that, I've been seeing clips on Twitter. People on even Fox News are saying like he's in trouble.
Yeah.
Like, of course, like his loyal followers, like Judge Alcoholic, are jumping to his defense as best they can.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Well,
even Fox News pundits are like he's in deep shit.
Well, it's like all those un-American idiots that were on the debate stage for the Republican nomination raised their hand and said that they would vote for Trump even if he was a convicted felon. I'm like, that there's nothing that could be more un-American than that. You know, if I was on that stage, I definitely wouldn't raise my hand. And these are supposedly his opponents? I mean, come on, they're weak as fuck.
I don't understand why Trump didn't go. He should have gone because... Like, they would have been saying, like, oh, like, we want to get it back to the way that man did it, you know, stuff like that. They would have been sitting, all of them just trying not to
let me tell you something.
Him. They'd be trying to praise him and everything he did. He would have came out of there looking even better.
Yeah, let me tell you something, though. He would have demolished all of them on stage. Every last one of them would have looked like he doesn't have
like
to go.
They would all capitulate to him. Like, they would all be like,
yeah.
Mr. Trump's like,
yeah, my master.
Yep. Oh, God, Trump.
Yeah. Well, look, like I said, Brake, it's funny because even Skodema saying even Ben Shapiro said it's not looking good. Yeah, I know, man. It's not looking good for Trump. He's going to definitely be the nominee, but by then he might be a convicted felon. And the independents are really who picks the president in this country. And I don't think there's very many independents that are going to vote for Trump, to be honest. I mean, that's the way it is.
Eric, I've seen like some media saying like this is just going to embolden us. Like it's going to pull all the independents to his side and stuff like that.
They have no idea who the
reality. I'm in it. Like you
right.
You MAGA guys have been out in left field forever, right?
Yep. I'm an independent. I'm an independent here, and I'm telling you, there's no way in hell.
You're going to vote for a criminal?
Yeah, not a chance. You know what? If there was a chance that Trump would have got out of this thing, there's thoughts to this, and I saw other people, so I'm not the only one thinking about this. But there was thoughts to like just destroying the whole system and voting Trump back in office. But it's not going to happen, man. He's not going to get it. I'm not voting for him.
And then we get Sarah Palin talking about civil war.
Like, oh, I know. I saw that, too.
She's so dumb, though. I'm thinking she's probably going to try and drive a tank to Russia because she thinks Russia's part of America. And she's in Alaska, and she thinks she can drive there from
most likely, man. Hey, Eric, did you have a sweeto this week?
No.
All right. Did you have any more sweetos, Brake? I'm sorry.
No, I'm partying over this one. I'm happy.
Law and Order.
So, we were talking about some of the memes that we've seen online. Like you've seen the usual suspects. I've seen them like Batman criminals and stuff. Like,
I saw another one that put them the Spider-Man pointing at each other with a bunch of those. You know, that was pretty funny too, man. Law and Order Party is saying they're going to vote for a convicted felon. Freak Five says, "I know, right? It's so stupid." Okay. My sweetos are as follows. My car will definitely be here between any time now and the 30th of the month. Anytime between
you still
now.
Still don't have it?
I don't have it, but for sure it's going to be here by the 30th, Brake Man. For sure. So by next show, I will have the new car, and that will be my Sweet O next week, hopefully. Barring a train disaster, apparently it's on a train. I don't know if it's here in Denver yet or not, but barring a train derailment, it'll be here. So let's
those
not.
Are common.
Please, no. No, 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 no. I don't need that. So I'll have it pretty soon here.
Pray extra hard to Kevin Bacon then.
I know.
I didn't know how common those were until the whole East Palestine thing happened.
Yeah, no. No train derailment for my car. Freak Five says, I can't remember exactly what it was, but Trump didn't go to the debate because there was some rule of the debate that they all had to agree to, and he refused. Oh, it was to take the Republican pledge, Freak Five.
Yeah, but he's done that shit before.
Yeah, like, they would have let him in regardless. I think it was actually smart because he doesn't need to. He's got such a huge lead. I mean, the closest one is DeSantis, and what a disaster he was in that fucking debate. I mean, he can't even smile correctly. Did you guys see him try to smile? I mean, he was like it was that mealy mouth, like, pretending to smile deal.
Oh, shit, there actually were tornadoes in Cleveland and Menor.
Wow.
So, yeah, we almost had a tornado here. And then,
wow,
like,
that's crazy. I think it was a rule about civility or something, like not calling your opponent, oh, brother, cares.
Since when is he scared about civility or rules and stuff
like
that?
Yeah, he doesn't get, like, he could have showed up.
When he was running, he refused to.
Trust me, Freak 5, if he wanted to be there at that debate, he would have been there. There's no reason for him to. Like I said, he's got, like, what, 35 to 40 point lead? What the fuck does he need to be at the debate?
I think it would have completely destroyed his opponents. I think right now some of them are really just competing to be his VP.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
I think that Kerry Lake and Ramaswamy really just want to be his VP.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. Salami, or whatever the fuck his name is, a crazy loony bin. I don't even know what the fuck
God,
that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, he's from here, too. Like, I can't stand him.
Yeah.
He's nuts.
All right, and then my other sweet-o is the Pantera concert was fucking amazing. I was happy. After 22 years, they got the two remaining members, the surviving members of Pantera, and they picked two excellent people to replace the Abbott brothers, and they were really good, even though it was down-tuned. You could definitely tell a difference in the sound. It was a really good concert, and I really enjoyed the fuck out of myself with Bernie, and Bernie had a good time. So, it was just awesome. It was a great time. It was nice to get away and, you know, let loose a little bit. So, there you go. All right, now it's time for our free-for-all.
It's a free-for-all!
Yeah, Freak Five says, I also heard he turned himself in yesterday just to draw the news away from the debate towards him. No doubt. No doubt Freak Five is calculated. All right. Free for all. The greatest cereal of all time. This is going to be the final round because this is the last show of August. So we're just going to hit it and be done with it today. Breakman, lead us away.
Okay, awesome. And then I'll reveal what the next week's or next month's.
Next month's? Right on. Yeah.
Let's start this out. This is going to be tough because these are some really good choices left. Yeah. Apple Jacks versus Trix. I'm going to go ahead and start. Both good cereals, but Apple Jacks is one flavor, where Trix are just multiple flavors, and you put them together, and this is another flavor, and I got to go Trix. Frank?
This is easy for me. I mean, Trix is one of my least favorite cereals on this list, even though it's edible to me. Apple Jacks all the way, Apple Jacks.
That leaves you, Eric.
I gotta vote for Trix.
Oh, right. God. What the hell is wrong with you guys, man?
I told you already.
Jesus Christ, that's awful. That's an awful choice. You guys suck balls, man. That's ridiculous.
What's wrong with that? You say that's like the bad thing. Next, we have Lucky Charms versus Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Frank, you get to start this one out.
Yeah, fuck you guys, because I'm voting for Cinnamon Toast Crunch, even though I know you assholes are going to vote for Lucky Charms. This is another one that's super easy. Trix are for kids. How dare you, Freak Pie?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
This is a three-way. Cinnamon Toast Crunch all the way. I don't know why Frank thinks we'd pick anything other than Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's by far the superior cereal.
Hmm. Yeah, Cinnamon Toast. I can't believe it. You guys voted right for a change. Holy shit.
I think this one will probably be the easiest one here. Honey Nut Cheerios versus Corn Chex.
I don't know.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Honey Nut Cheerios. Frank?
I happen to like Corn Chex a lot. I know you got to put sugar on them, but and I do like Honey Nut Cheerios too. But I already know what Brake is going to say, so I'm just going to go Corn Chex just to go against these assholes.
No, I already went. I said Honey Nut Cheerios.
You guys suck, man.
You're last.
Fucking suck.
And the last of the first round is the best name cereal versus one that I'm actually surprised is still on the shelves. Poop Like a Champion versus Cocoa Puffs, and this one will start with me. Poop Like a Champion is the best, coolest, funniest name ever for anything. But Cocoa Puffs were basically chocolate tricks, so I gotta go with Cocoa Puffs. Frank?
I'm going with Poop Like a Champion, because with a name like that, how could it not move on, even though I am a big fan of Cocoa Puffs?
Eric, you're a tiebreaker.
Cocoa Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs moves on.
Freak Five is exiled, you son of a bitch. And so is Scotoma. Scotoma's exiled, too.
What's happening in chat? All right, let's start back up at the top.
God Frick damn it, you guys were wrong three out of the four times here.
Well, we're not done yet, Frank. We've still got more time to be wrong. Trix versus Cinnamon Toast Crunch. You start this one out, Frank.
Okay, I'm going with the only correct answer, and that's Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And if either one of you pick Trix,
this is why I'm going to punch you. I'm going to vote against it anyway.
Oh, fuck you, Eric, you son of a bitch.
I'm voting against Trix.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, good. Finally.
So, I agree, too. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is the superior cereal. Oh, it moves on.
Holy shit, I can't believe it.
I know this is blowing Frank's mind right now.
It is. I can't believe it. Trix got all the way to the final four again. Can't do it.
Let that go, Arya.
Son of a bitch.
Honey Nut Cheerios versus Cocoa Puffs. Who started last time?
I think
Frank
you.
And Eric, this is you.
Alright.
I'm voting for Cocoa Puffs again.
Ooh, this one's tough. I like both these cereals a lot. I think I like Honey Nut Cheerios more.
Well, I'm going to spite
either way.
This is my chance to spite Brake Man, and I'm going with Cocoa Puffs because fuck you, Brake Man. You got rid of my one cereal I wanted to go on in Apple Jacks, but I'm gonna try to get back at Eric too.
You're a hater. That leaves the final two. That was quick. I can't believe how quick we got here. I thought there'd be more like complaints and
more indecision. Go with the diabetes. Scotoma says.
Yeah. I mean, usually those are the better tasting cereals. A Cinnamon Toast Crunch versus Cocoa Puffs. Who did the last one?
I think Eric needs to go first on this one.
Okay, Eric, you go first.
We're going to vote for Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, shit. I was hoping you voted for Cocoa Puffs.
I got to vote for Cinnamon Toast Crunch, too.
Yeah, I think it's unanimous. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is the greatest cereal of all time. It's fucking awesome.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is a fucking good cereal. It's definitely in my top five cereals.
Yeah, so.
If I didn't have a closet full or a drawer full of Monster cereal, I probably would have bought some.
Yeah, I think my second favorite cereal was always Cinnamon Toast Crunch. My first, obviously, being Apple Jacks, and my third being Corn Pops.
You guys voted out my favorites a long time ago, and Okay.
Like Life and all that stupid shit. Life, ugh. Life at least lasted the first round. It went
Life in prison.
Oh no, Life lost to Peanut Butter Toast Crunch.
Yeah, yes.
Oh no, that was Life Chocolate. Let's see, how did Life do? Hold on, let me look. Cinnamon Life went on a couple rounds. I'm just looking for regular Life. What happened to regular Life, did it?
He got his ass kicked in the second round.
Oh, shit, it lost to Rice Krispies, that's right.
Damn. God, Rice Krispies. This is only good when you get marshmallows and cook them together.
No, it's good when you put a shit ton of sugar.
Or a shit ton of sugar on it.
Yeah. No, but I think we got it right. I think so. I think we can all agree Cinnamon Toast Crunch deserved to be there. So
I think so.
You know, I mean, it's slightly less as good as Apple Jacks, but, you know, still really good. Really, really. I mean, what is there? Is there a more loved spice than cinnamon? I can't think of anything. I mean, you know, when you couple that with sugar, it's almost unbeatable. You know, cinnamon and sugar. I remember when I was a kid, and I know here comes the jokes in chat. My mom used to make like toast with like cinnamon and sugar, you know, and butter. Like she would
what
put
was
butter.
Caveman cereal like?
What was what?
Caveman cereal.
Like. Eric, you're fucking exiled, you son of a bitch. Son of a
Fruity
bitch.
Pebbles for various.
How dare you, son of a bitch? Fucking assholes. Exiled the lot of you. I'm walking
dinosaur
off this show.
Milk and
walking off
and fruit, I guess.
Scotoma says I only used to be able to get Cinnamon Toast Crunch when I went to my grandma's. We were too poor. Yeah, see, I never got. We always got the knockoff cereal, Scotoma, like because that's all we could afford. And sometimes my mom would have coupons, and she would go on triple coupon day.
Yeah, see, my mom was the expert at that. We always ate name brand. We were poor as fuck, but always ate name brand because she knew how
coupons.
To break that system.
Yeah, the double and triple. And my mom would end up with refunds in the mail. So our grocery bill would be like almost zero or negative zero. Like sometimes she would end up getting refunds for buying products, you know. So it was always, yeah.
I mean,
always
she
cool.
She spent hours cutting coupons. I'm sure your mom did too.
Absolutely.
But she saved so much money.
Every Sunday she used to get the paper, right? And there would be all the coupons on Sunday. Now they do it on Wednesdays for some weird reason, even though the paper's almost non-existent anymore.
Well, we get paper on Tuesdays, but the little insert that we get just for being in an apartment. Yeah. And sometimes they only come on Tuesdays when there's like a holiday on the week.
Skirma says that, and my grandma made us cherry 7-Up before they actually made it. Yeah, getting a cherry like 7-Up, and then like pouring in some like cherry like syrup. Yeah, Skirma.
Or
like
cherry mixer.
Yeah, cherry mixer.
Only use an alcoholic drink.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, okay, at home now, looking at the Lego set, the figures it has: Michael Scott, Toby, Kevin, Daryl, Meredith, Creed, Kelly, Stanley, Phyllis, Jim, Dwight, Pam, Angela, Oscar, and Ryan.
You still buy Cherry 7-Up?
Yes. Awesome. They have a diet awesome. Version, too.
And then again, I rarely ever go to the pop station.
Scotoma, that reminds me. I'm not a big fan of Creed. I like that one album, My Own Prison. But there was a guy at the Pantera. Check this out. This guy was at a Pantera concert, right? And he was wearing a fucking Nickelback tour shirt. I took a picture. I should put it on my feed, man. It was so funny. He was at a Pantera, Lamb of God, and Spirit in the Room concert, and he had a fucking Nickelback tour shirt on, man. It was so I felt embarrassed for him, man. It was so funny. It was like
the band that all guys hate but all women seem to like for some reason.
It's so weird, man. It's so weird. But I just thought it was completely odd, man. Pantera, Lamb of God, and Spirit in the Room, and this guy's wearing a fucking Nickelback shirt. I'm like, this is like that dude on Beavis and Butthead, the kid that wore the Winger shirt. They were wearing AC/DC and Metallica shirts, and he's going around. It was Stuart wearing the Winger shirt. You know, it's like that's what it was equivalent. I was laughing so hard, man. I'm like, if this guy doesn't get his ass kicked by the time he leaves, I think I should stop going to concerts. You know, not that I advocate for violence or anything, but Nickelback really would be like a guy wearing a Papa Roach. Exactly, Scott. Papa Roach. well, congratulations to Cinnamon Toast Crunch for taking this whole tournament. I kind of felt like they would be in the top four for sure, you know, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. So, you know.
I usually buy the knockoffs Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, the knockoffs are almost as good, but for some reason
they come in higher quantities because the baggers are.
Yeah, good. Quantity for sure. But Cinnamon Toast Crunch, for whatever reason, tastes better as like the name brand. I don't know, but there's others like the Corn Pop ones that were, you know, the generics that were good. But all right, guys, another great one. Now, Breakman, what are we looking at for next month's tournament here?
Well, next month is fall. We'll be going in the fall later in the month. And what's the first thing you think of when you think of fall, Frank?
I think of Halloween, man.
Halloween, that's exactly what I thought you were going to say. I was hoping you were going to say that. And when I think of Halloween, I think of dressing up, and I was thinking, like, what do people dress up as? They dress up as characters, and some of the most popular characters have been mascots.
Yes.
So, I put a bracket of mascots together. So
oh!
We have things like the Burger King.
Oh, awesome.
Donald, Chuck E. Cheese, the Trix Rabbit.
Whoa, this is going to be excellent.
Look at this photograph. Every time
sorry, I had to do what? It, man. I just had to do it. This is the greatest song in the history of mankind, man. I can't think of a more wussy song than this one. Can you guys, can you think of a more wussy song than this particular song?
I'm not that well versed in contemporary music for popular people, so even I could tell that's dog shit.
Oh, Brake Man, you're impressed. Hold on, let's listen a little bit more. What do you
it's
think?
It's like he wants to be mixed between rock and country. He's succeeding at neither.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's exactly right. What am I getting in chat here? What's going on? What is that, Brake?
They do have the Lego with this State Farm Jalamo. Nice.
I don't have access to whatever you you sent us there, man. But hold on.
Damn it. Again with this shit?
I know.
This is me last time.
Brake Man is the Nickelback of podcast host. Yeah, just saying. Oh, dear Lord, I can't.
Feelings.
I can't. Okay, who's worse, Nickelback or Papa Roach? Let's take a quick look at Papa Roach here. What song do you guys want me to play from Papa Roach? Last Resort? Let's go to Last Resort here. Let's take a little peek at Papa Roach, Last Resort. Which this is another band that's such a wuss band, man.
Life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give a.
Freak Five is exiled. Son of a bitch.
Does Link work this time?
What the?
He wants to be Pantera, but
let me check here. You know what's funny is Nickelback did a song with they sampled after Dimebag Darrell died. They sampled, it was Side of a Bullet. It's the only song from Nickelback that I can, yeah, this link works, Brake, just let you. Freak Five is exiled, you son of a bitch. How dare you? He says Frank is the Trump of podcast hosts. How dare you, man? I like this. Look at this. Colonel Sanders versus the Caveman from Geico? Damn. Holy shit, this is awesome. California Raisins versus M&M's? This is a great. This may be the greatest tournament of all time. It may be.
I got a lot of old ones on here, a lot of new ones. I tried to avoid controversial ones, but there are some on here.
Oh, like Joe Camel?
Yeah, like I couldn't leave Joe Camel off.
How could you leave Joe Camel off? That would, you know. Wow, I like this. This is going to be fun. You guys are going to be in for a treat next week. We'll leave it at that. This is the mascot one, so we're doing mascots next week. People are talking about.
I avoided like game mascots and sports mascots. This is like all like products you see on TV and or you see in the stores and stuff like that.
Yeah. People are talking about his podcast. They all love the way he talks. Yeah, yeah. It's the greatest podcast of all time, you know? It's a horrible Trump impression, but you know.
It's not the greatest tournament in the world. It's just the truth.
No, it's the greatest tourney of all time. It is the greatest. It's going to be the greatest.
This is not the greatest tournament in the world. It's just a tribute. Yeah, I can't sing like Jack, sorry.
Yeah. You can you sing like this?
This photograph. Every time I do it makes me
laugh. I'll play some Dave because of that.
We're gonna get ourselves in trouble if I play too much more. The Stanley figure has a pretzel. That's funny as fuck. That's really good.
Yeah.
Should we?
That's like thinking of different episodes of the show and stuff like that. Yeah. That's nice.
I think we should end the show with this. Hold on.
How did our eyes get so red? And what the hell is on Joey's head?
Oh God, I can't take
you,
anymore.
You give us that. I give you this.
That's infinitely better, Brake. Hey, Bernie, you want a little more Nickelback?
Yeah,
You know what Bernie just said to me? I said, you want a little more Nickelback? This is what she said.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, she said. Fuck you. Well, too bad. You're going to get a little more. All right, that's enough. That's all the Nickelback I can take.
Music superior to that, right?
That's definitely superior, Breakman. What, Bernie? What?
Please tell me Breakman is not Nickelbacking on his harmonica.
Yeah.
I was improving on her music. I was trying to show Nickelback what good music sounds like.
Yeah, that's the infinite.
Or actually, just better than her music sounds like, honestly.
I think a monkey screeching is better than Nickelback. Okay.
Can I hang up now?
No, you have to do your plugs, Eric. Let's start with Eric first this time. Well, let's do your plugs, Eric.
I write written reviews on BostonBastardGay.com, and I got audio reviews for Feed. Nothing this week, but I was busy either playing stuff or just being too tired to do anything. But I did complete Lisa, so I'll have a review for that soon. Otherwise, if you like either of those things and you want to support me, there's a link to my Patreon and on my Twitter profile or my Blue Sky profile. And if you want to send me as little as a dollar for like a month or just a one-time thing, then that's fine. That would help out.
All right.
And that's it.
All right, Breakman. You want to plug Nickelback?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm going to plug The Office and Office Legos.
All right.
Not Nickelback. And I'm going to plug the harmonica. and some of the greatest harmonica players of the world, like Tom Petty.
I hate the harmonica, man. It's one of my worst instruments. I just never got into it.
And Huey Lewis likes to break it out sometimes.
God, Huey Lewis. Watch
your stepping, Frank.
I would not rather listen to Nickelback than Huey Lewis. That's for sure. All right. You can find me on Twitter and on Blue Sky, Frank Branches, on either. What are you laughing at? What?
According to Freaky, he thinks you can order just Lego pieces online, and he gave us the code for the Lego turd.
That's awesome, man. Single pieces. How much are they charging? Like $2-3? Okay. You can find me on either of those platforms, Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders, whether it's Xbox, PlayStation, or Switch, Nintendo. What else? Do not see Bad Things. It was fucking awful.
Things is a bad thing.
Oh, yeah. God, it was terrible.
Go back and see the old Very Bad Things instead.
Yeah, see that instead, man. Or anything other than that movie. It's in contention for worst movie of the year for me. So, you know, you gotta hold on to that thought for sure. Okay. I'm definitely not going to be plugging this. Yeah, don't. And by the way, don't wear a Nickelback shirt to a Pantera concert. It just doesn't work.
I think I'd rather listen to the Corey Feldman CD.
I think I would too. What the hell was the name of that song, man? You guys hated me for a while because that's all I would play.
Damn, I forget the name of that song. Yeah.
I'm not even gonna look for it because I'd rather play. I think I'd rather play this. No, I'm kidding. Okay, I want to thank everybody in chat. Freak5, Chaos, thank you for being here. Skodama, thank you for being here. Jen Wow, thank you so much for being in chat. And all the lurkers like O1 Ella, O1 Olivia, BH V-Days, I don't even know how to say that. A-O-K, ah-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. Commander Root, Dropsnat, Elysian, Kata, Paula Rigu, Spofo and Steven 24 Noel. Thank you all so much for being in the chat. And everybody listening on the archives on YouTube and on Twitch, thank you all so much. You can go to my other channel where hopefully I'll have a video of my car up this weekend, or on into early next week. That is Mexican Longhair. And what else? Freak 5 is exiled again. Son of a bitch. Says he says Bernie's going to be playing on her OnlyFans harmonica with her. But anyways, let's not go there. All right, anything else, gentlemen?
If she does it better than me, I'm going to be embarrassed.
She's taking song requests. Maybe she'll play this for us. Get your lighter out, Breakman.
Trying to get out of the mood, like what?
Breakman, bust out your lighter. Eric, got a lighter? Right.
And it's old. They don't do that anymore. It's the phone.
Oh, it's phones. I'm sorry. Bust out your phone, guys. Bust out your phone. I must have done it half a dozen times. Oh, God. Okay, that's all I can take of that, right, for sure. All right. I think that's about it. You guys have anything else?
No, but hold up a lighter.
How dare you, man? I mean, they don't do that anymore. They did that at the Pantera concert, but I don't know. All right. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we're out. Later, everybody. Have a great, great weekend. Break is exiled, son of a bitch. Freak 5 is exiled, son of a bitch.